Meeting and share the document. And Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order. We'll begin. Senator Stevenson, would you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge
Your
allegiance
allegiance to
to the
the
flag
flag
of the
of the
United
United
States
States
of
of America
and to the
and to the
Republic for
Republic
which it
for
stands,
which it stands.
one
One
nation under
nation,
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty and
liberty and
justice for
justice for
all.
all.
Thanks, Howard. Next, Stephanie, you drew the short stick, the Army volunteer method. Would you read the mission?
Course. Of course, of course. Thank you, Matt. The mission of Ensign Leadership Academy is in support of the family. Provide the best educational experience to as many students as possible in a moral and wholesome environment.
Thank you. Yes, I love it every time we review that. Okay, Matt, would you give us a roll call?
Yes, Richard Moss,
Present.
Stephanie Hill,
Present.
David Erickson. David, can you hear us?
Here.
He's here. Howard Stevenson.
Here.
Can you hear me?
Ramble. Yeah, we heard you.
I can hear you.
Yes, as chair, I am
Oh,
present.
thank you.
So we do have a quorum. The first item on the actual agenda is approval of the agenda from the meeting on June 3rd. Senator Stevenson, would you make that motion?
I move we accept, approve our minutes of our previous meeting.
I second.
Richard seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Okay, we have two major items. The first one is a discussion and review of the policies. It's a small 49-page document that I actually read and printed out, and I think it's pretty cool. So let's open the discussion.
So let me give a real quick update on that. And Howard and Stephanie texted me earlier. So Howard and I, the update is we took a considerable amount of time and went through the policies and made a number of recommendations and corrections. And I checked with Tina, who's part of the Charter One team. That document is going out to different department heads just to verify everything. They want to make certain that the Utah Policy Handbook is just, perfectly developed. And so it's not ready for approval yet. We don't need to have it approved until next May, but I know the board is really anxious to get it completed ASAP. And so what I'll do is I will follow up with Tina tomorrow and just ask her to give the board, the department chairs, a deadline to get their responses back.
Mr.
Perfect.
Chairman, may I ask a question of Matt?
Sure.
We had requested that Charter One staff go through when Board Member Hill and I and you had gone through over half of it very meticulously. We realized there were a lot of terms in there that kept repeating, and we wanted them to globally change those so that we went through the other half that we didn't have to worry about noting those again. Can you tell us the status of that request to have that updated so that the three of us can get together in the next while to have it ready for the board to look at?
I promise I'm not putting you off. My question to the staff was, because as you recall, we went through that and we did sticky notes, electronic sticky notes with all of the adjustments and edits. And so they're doing both things, like as you point out, universal words and statements and acronyms, but then also your recommended. And I'll find out tomorrow, I'll just tell them they need to give us a hard or make a request. They give us a hard deadline for everybody's done with their section. So to answer your question, I'm not positive where that part of it is at either.
Okay, we asked for this in our last board meeting. I'm a little bit concerned that our request is not being taken seriously.
Yeah, I will convey that, and I apologize, Howard.
Did you make that request after our last board meeting to them?
I did, and I resent the document, to them, and I followed up a couple of times. But as I noted, it's gone out to different department heads, and my guess is that it's, the new school year is coming around the corner, and they just haven't jumped on it, is my guess.
And
Well,
since it doesn't have to be approved by May until May, I guess it's not high priority.
it could be that, Howard, or they could be looking at other globally other changes as well.
Okay, well, if you can get us the word on that and communicate it to us as soon as they tell us.
Definitely, I'll put that on my top priority in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay. Next item on the agenda is a discussion and approval of the Charter One operating agreement. Have all the questions been answered on the operating agreement that were raised in the recent past?
I looked at what Matt sent out yesterday, and it doesn't look like they've done a thing to it. It's just exactly the same one that we had originally. We went through and got a lot of questions answered, yes, but there were three places where I felt like that some changes might have been in the works. I'm assuming, Matt, that you have a recording or a minutes that indicate what we talked about, do you not?
We have the recording definitely, and then we have the minutes, but I didn't go through in the minutes. I don't recall that we went through expressly every, we went through a lot of them, and then it was agreed by, this is by my memory, that there would be an exchange of emails. And I know that you apparently sent Mitch an email with questions, and then I know Mitch sent you and the board his responses.
Is that right?
Yeah, and what I sent yesterday was just the original agreement.
Well, then it's hard for us to determine what they may have done to the agreement after our big long meeting.
Now, what before we can approve it, we would I'd want to review the actual final agreement with the changes, make certain that every board member is comfortable. So I don't believe that this is ready for a motion for approval at this point. Matt, do we have any kind of a hard stop deadline on having this agreement finalized?
No, I know Charter One would like to get it done, soon, but they're not like on the other side, they're not saying it's got to be done right now.
Right.
So
I think I agree with Richard. And I either prerogative of the chair or by motion that we continue this to the next meeting and that we get the most recent version circulated to the board members so that we have, when we're ready for the final discussion and approval, that we have all the questions and concerns addressed properly.
If Mitch sent something, yes, that's exactly right, Kurt. If Mitch sent something out, Matt, I don't remember seeing it.
Okay.
And there were a
He
couple of
did.
places there were a couple of places, at least, that I felt like Mitch agreed that you might need to look at some stuff. Kurt, you were not there at our meeting, and what I'm wondering. Did you, by any chance, Kurt, see the 4-page thing that I wrote with
I did,
my red comments?
I agreed with your comments, David.
Well, then it could very well be that we need to get together and kind of go over it again or something. And
Well, that's what I want to see.
because
What the
Glenn was in that meeting. Go ahead.
we have, Matt? Do we have a revised agreement?
No.
Can you follow up with Charter One and ask them what changes they're willing to make?
Yes, I will do that as soon as we get off.
Because whatever changes they're willing to make versus whatever concerns we had and whatever the remaining concerns may be, we've got to decide whether we're in it, whether it is something that we can approve.
Good deal. Yeah, and Glenn called me while we were on the our board agenda, and I didn't take his call, but so I'll call Glenn as soon as we get off.
Okay. Do we have other items for today's
Yeah,
meeting?
as it turns out, I think, Kurt, there were most of the stuff that I came up with got explained away, or it felt like that maybe it wasn't as all that important. But there were a couple of places that I felt like Mitch agreed that we needed to do something with.
I kind of took that from your document. I mean that makes sense. That's why I say we need to see what is the actual final agreement. If no changes, then we've got to decide how to proceed.
Yes, I agree with that. Now, before we go too much further, we haven't said much specific yet, but this agreement is confidential. So if we get that down to discussing details of it, I think we need to be in executive session.
We've not touched on it. I agree with that. And on the agenda is an executive session to discuss potential litigation, purchase, exchange, lease of real property, or character. I don't know that this fits into that, although if there's a concern about legal questions of the contract, I think it could. So keep in mind, there's a an individual, I don't recall the name, who has been challenging charter schools in Utah incessantly for ticky-tacky, what he claims are violations of open and public meetings, governance, etc. So
Yeah,
we need to be careful about what qualifies for a closed session, and if the contract deals with real property, it is certainly closed. If it deals with an operating agreement, I'm not certain that that would fall under a closed session.
well, one of the provisions is that the agreement is confidential. That's provided in the agreement itself. If the
Right.
agreement's confidential, I don't see how we can discuss it in open meeting.
Which ties back into my comment about potential legal issue. Because if we're subject to confidentiality and we're put it out in a public meeting, that could be a litigation, and it could be imminent litigation. So I think what we should do at this point is defer to Matt, let Matt get with the folks at Charter One, see if they what they've done with the where the discussion's at with them, and then we reconvene as a board and deal with it.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking notes furiously as we do that.
Copious notes, Matthew. Copious notes.
That's a good word.
Thank
Okay.
you. Okay. Did we have other items that we need to bring up today, Senator Stevenson?
I just wanted to move into executive session to discuss purchase to get an update on our building.
Okay, we can
I
do that. Are there any other items that would not be executive session?
can I just add one thing? We don't have an update on. I know that. I mean, the update is that they were still in
Well,
getting feedback from landowners.
I have information that I would like to share that may affect that.
Howard, we'll go into executive session to discuss real property acquisition. And so we can, that's not a problem. Are there any other items at this point that we need to discuss? Seeing no hands or response, then let's move into executive session. I don't know parliamentary on
We need a roll call.
What we do first, let me read this statement. And we have the recording going. So close the executive session. The board will consider a motion to close a session to hold a strategy session to discuss pending or reasonably imminent litigation and or to discuss the purchase, exchange, release of real property and or the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual in conformance with 524205 Utah State Code.
Okay, the chair will entertain a motion then to move into executive session for the specific purpose of discussing real estate acquisition for our charter school. Senator Stevenson, do you make that motion?
I make that motion.
Do I have a second, David?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. We are now in special or in executive session.
Okay, just
you know what? To be honest with you, to go into executive session, we need a roll call vote.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Matthew, roll call vote.
Okay, Richard.
Yes.
Stephanie.
Yes.
David.
Yes.
Howard.
Aye.
Kurt.
Yes, aye.
Okay. So